Hey everyone, we're going to look today at John chapter 5 and continue this scene in the temple after Jesus has healed the man who was sick for 38 years. Remember, a crucial part of this passage is that Jesus has healed this man on the Sabbath, and that's precisely what precipitates the controversy with the leadership there. So we'll start in verse 16 of chapter 5. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." So Jesus begins his response to them, to their charge of him breaking the Sabbath, by saying, "Well, my Father is working, so I am working." And their response to this is precisely right. They say, "Well, he's making himself equal with God." Of course, it offends them, but it's actually the truth. Jesus is essentially saying, "Well, we all know that God doesn't stop working on the Sabbath, that he gives life on the Sabbath, and people that die, he judges on the Sabbath. So God's not breaking the Sabbath. He's working, and I'm simply doing what he's doing because I'm his son." So they get the charge, but they're mistaken because they think that Jesus is just a human and that he is in the position of Adam and Eve, who are trying to make themselves God. But the fact is that Jesus is fully human, but he is also fully divine. And so this charge doesn't work. Among the rabbis, it was said that, again, God continues to work on the Sabbath. He gives life to people. New people are born. And when people die, he judges them. And this is precisely what we see in this passage that Jesus says the Father gives him to do. You know, it's worth mentioning that in the Old Testament, there were two crimes that we see punishable by death. One was breaking the Sabbath, and the other one was blasphemy. And again, if Jesus is a mere human, then he has indeed broken these commands, and he is worthy of death. But Jesus is saying, "No, you don't understand. I and the Father are one. The Father sent me. I am entirely dependent on the Father. I am entirely obedient to the Father, but the Father gives me all authority. He gives me everything that he is doing to do. He entrusts it all into my hands." So Jesus is essentially saying in this passage that only God gives life, and he has given me, the job of giving life. Only God can judge, and he has rendered to me the job of judgment. Jesus says the Father doesn't judge anyone. And so this really touches on a crucial aspect of the gospel, that Jesus is the Son of God. He says, "My Father." Now, properly speaking, there is only one human being who can say that God is my Father, and that is Jesus. Jesus can say it by the nature of who he is, by his very nature. We are given the opportunity and the gift of being able to say God is our Father only because Jesus gives us that gift in his death and in his resurrection and in the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is only by gift that we can call God our Father. But Jesus wants us to see that he and the Father are one, and that to dishonor him is precisely to dishonor God. To not receive Jesus and what he is saying to them is to dishonor the God who sends them, which is ironic because they want to claim to be honoring God. So what we see in this glimpse of the relationship between the Father and Jesus is this relationship of equality but Jesus' absolute dependence on the Father. We see equality with God that is not about independence from God or competition with God, which is what the serpent enticed Adam and Eve and the rest of the human race into. We see in Jesus a delight to bring glory to his Father by the things that he, the Father, gives him to do. So he healed this man on the Sabbath, and Jesus wants to say, well, that's what my Father's doing, so I did it. Jesus is humbly deflecting the glory away from himself and to the Father. And the Father just delights in people marveling at Jesus when Jesus does the things the Father wants him to do. So we see this relationship that is at the core of the universe, that is one of love and a kind of a mutual submission. The Father wants the Son to be trusted and marveled at, and the Son wants the Father to be honored. So again, I want to stress this aspect of what we're learning about God, that Jesus can say, my Father, and that is his absolute right. But we are given the invitation of entering into that relationship, and we, as a total gift, as a total gratuitous offer to ourselves, we can, through Jesus, call God our Father. And we can participate in the honoring of the Father that the Son makes possible through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.